Home Podcast. My name's Adam.
Misa Jesse.
Oh, great. All right. And that's the first of many complaints to come from Jesse.
Misa not a complain.
Here we go.
Misa love a Star Wars.
I'd kind of forgotten, but obviously that's top of mind for you, Jar Jar.
Misa love Jar Jar.
All right. I hope you keep that up.
Misa do the whole show like this. Misa love.
It's equally as annoying when you do it as when the character does it.
Because it's never not annoying.
No. They
just found the most annoying voice, character design, whatever they could for Jar Jar Binks.
He's not an enjoyable character. So we watched Star Wars episode number one and episode number two.
That's
Star
right.
Star Wars The Phantom Menace and Star Wars Attack of the Clones. Star Wars 1 came out in 1999 and Star Wars 2 came out in 2002. They were both written and directed by George Lucas, which I didn't realize until watching them.
No?
I'd kind of forgotten because I remember complaints and backlash and adapting and so I didn't know how long he held on to writing and directing before he just said fuck all of you people. Then did he do the third one?
I believe so.
Well, we'll find out next week when we do third one, but he did the first two for sure.
Yep, he had complete control. I respect it. It's a good move. If you're gonna come back, you're gonna bring the thing back, you might as well have complete control, do exactly what you want to do, be the boss. And the first one, there's a little rust. I watched it again, and I thought, you know what? It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Jar Jar, notwithstanding, Jar Jar is the worst idea anyone's ever had.
Like, yeah.
It's just... I understand what he was going for, but I think he didn't realize that the first Star Wars appealed to kids because it wasn't a kid's show. It was made to appeal to everyone.
That's possible, although in his mind, he might have been thinking it is a kid's show. Like, how could any adults like this? I don't
well,
know.
For the fourth one, yeah. For episode one, I think he thought, oh, kids loved it. And then he didn't realize why they loved it. They didn't love it because there was a character who's farting and stepping in shit all the time. And
you're going to have to be really specific about which movies you're talking about. Because you just said, because the fourth one, the first one, and I don't know which one you're talking about now.
So So Phantom Menace.
For The Phantom Menace, you're saying kids did love it?
No, I'm saying kids loved the first three.
Okay, which?
Five and six. Episode 4, 5, and 6. This
episode
is so
4, 5, and 6. Okay.
They loved it.
Yeah.
And he thought for episode one that he would make a character that would appeal to the kids.
Sure.
He didn't realize that the whole thing appealed to the kids. People having lightsaber battles and starships and stuff appealed to the kids.
Uh-huh.
You didn't need Jar Jar. It was unnecessary.
Yeah, I've never heard him speak about Jar Jar, so I don't know what if he ever came out and defended why or anything like that. Do you have any knowledge?
I vaguely remember him talking about that.
And what did he say? I don't know what that means.
That he made Jar Jar to appeal to the kids.
Oh, okay.
I vaguely remember that. And then, obviously, you see in the second movie, they're like, hey, Jar Jar, can you go on a mission for us and stay behind? And he's like, Misa loves to stay there. And then you don't see him for most of the movie. And then the third movie, I think you see him like in the background waving or something like that. They're like, oh, there's Jar Jar walking away.
I don't remember him being in the third one, so he might be there. I can't remember. I just knew
he's there, yeah, but very, very slightly.
Okay. I knew that they really diminished him in the second one, and I knew that that was gotta be a response to people fucking hating him from the first one. So, yeah, but honestly, I watched it. I didn't even think about Jar Jar once. I didn't even think about him. All I was thinking about with his character was, how is it racist? That's all I was thinking about. And needing, and I went on a deep dive trying to understand what's racist about him. And people said that he's like a blackface character or something like that.
Like a minstrel show character, yeah.
What's that mean? I don't know what a minstrel character is.
So a minstrel show was a depiction of black people around the turn of the 20th century.
That's what it means. If I said minstrel, that means it's a show that's made to make fun of black people.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Usually it's people wearing blackface, and they have these stereotypical depictions of black people eating watermelon and being lazy and all, you know, these awful things, and they talked a certain way.
Is that something I didn't know? That is lazy? Is that a stereotype?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard of watermelon before, but I've never understood where that comes from, and I've never bothered to look into what that's about, and I don't. So, okay. I've
probably
heard of those.
They saw a black guy eating watermelon one time. Some person who had a radio show or whatever, and they were like, I'm going to use that. That guy looks happy eating his watermelon. I don't know. But I know that's one of the things. There's a bunch of silly stereotypes that they used to use, and the voice, how he talks, is one of those things.
At what exactly the words he used?
I think Misa is a
Misa. Is that what black people used to say? Misa?
Yeah, like I don't want to do an imitation.
You don't have to.
But like, instead of I am, it was Misa.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And just the way that he talks is, if you went back and looked at those, or maybe we should do the Spike Lee movie where they do the minstrel show thing. Bamboozled one day.
Maybe I'd get a little bit more educated on the subject. So yeah, that's possible. But I'm like, okay, so if that is what they're going for, what is it? But he's not a black, he's a lizard alien thing from a planet. So if they are trying to make fun of black people, what is it? Other than the voice, I don't get how is it making fun of black people?
Apparently the walk, how he walks, I've heard that as well.
Okay, but still, let's say he does a walk and he does a voice. How is this then, you take that and go, oh, they're really going after the black people?
I don't think anyone did it intentionally, because this was all George Lucas. Like, I don't think George Lucas is racist. I don't think he meant to do that. I think he just wrote this character, and I'm sure things were in his subconscious, and he didn't understand why he was writing it or what it was, and it just came out like that. And
so people then watched it and said, it reminds me of something that is racist.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If Jar Jar had a British accent, would it have been racist?
If Jar Jar had a British accent, I guess would he still be saying the same things?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
Maybe it's racist. Okay, wow. I didn't see that one coming.
You'd have to hear it. I think the whole thing is like a perfect storm of unconscious bad decisions. And nobody could say anything to George Lucas. I think that's the problem, is that nobody could be like, Jar Jar, ooh, I think we gotta change this a little bit.
Yeah. It probably is.
Nobody could say that. They were like, oh, it's great. George, it's Jar Jar, funny.
You're probably right about that. He probably just did it his way, and he's, I don't know anything about the guy, but I could see it being like people surrounding him were afraid to say their opinions on things that they might get fired or looked down upon, where it's much easier to just be a sycophant and say you're that was the most smartest idea ever, and he's my boss, I do what I'm told.
Yeah, like there was no studio either. Like it was like he owned Star Wars. He paid for the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
So there's not anybody giving him notes. There's not anybody like we gotta do this and we gotta do that above him. He owned the thing.
Yeah.
So I can't like I don't blame him. I don't think he was being racist. I've also heard things about the Guato character, I think it is. And he was a racist stereotype of either an Italian or a Jewish person. I don't know. I don't think he's doing things intentionally. That's not how I see George Lucas, I guess.
Well, fuck. I don't know anything about the guy. I have no clue. He might be a secret Nazi that just hasn't come out yet. I don't know anything. I just struggle. Just because somebody has an accent, I don't go all racism, because plenty of people have accents. So I don't know how it makes it. If, okay, the Jewish one, let's say Watto. Yeah, he's also displaying some things that are racist towards Jewish people, if that is the thing that people are
Yeah,
complaining about.
some people, yes.
So he's got a big nose. That's definitely a Jewish stereotype. He's some sort of a barter guy, so he's concerned about money a lot. That's a Jewish stereotype. The accent, I'll take your word for it, but I did go on the internet and say, tell me the Jewish accent, and I couldn't find any evidence of it that reminded me anything of Watto.
I would have said his accent sounds more Italian, like an Italian stereotype.
So I don't know if that's one, if that is part of this, what people are mad about, that it's a Jewish accent.
I've heard, and it's not. I think the problem is with Watto and Jar Jar is that they're not accents that people actually use. They're accents that people use to make racist stereotypes of people. Like, I don't think for the most part, and I wasn't around, but I don't think people actually sounded like Jar Jar. I think they made these caricatures sound like Jar Jar sounds in the minstrel shows. I think that's the real problem. It's not like somebody's doing a British accent or the Trade Federation guys are obviously Japanese. Which is weird. They're not doing these accents for Jar Jar and Watto as real people. They're doing them as people who never existed, but they're ways that people have used to diminish these groups. That's the problem, I think.
Yeah. I still don't. Okay. The Japanese one, does he not sound like a Japanese person speaking?
The Trade Federation guy does.
Yeah.
But yeah,
So
that's like a Japanese accent. I don't think they're making fun of Japanese people. I think they just gave the guy like a Japanese accent,
I think they definitely gave him a Japanese accent. But
which is fine.
and then I don't go, well, why is that racist then? Because again, if he had a British accent, would it be racist? And I don't think so. Unless, I mean, you got to take some sort of a leap to go, well, he's also a bad guy. And then it's like, oh, so bad guys have to have British accents, but the good guys are allowed to have Japanese accents. Or is that the line that you draw? It's tough to just go, like, I see something, therefore it's racist. You'd have to really convince me that the person that made it was a racist, and then go, okay, yes, they clearly are. They have these thoughts in their mind that they hate Japanese people. I mean,
And
are
I
you going to
don't.
go as far as a stretch and be like, yeah, well, the Japanese, they invaded Pearl Harbor, and therefore the Trade Federation is invading
No,
Naboo?
I think the they just had to do some accents and they picked Japanese for the Trade Federation.
I'll tell you
Those ones I don't have a problem.
the story that I heard from the guy that played Newt Gunray was
Sure.
that they started looking around the world for accents, for voices that this guy would do for this character that he was going to play. And they started looking around, and eventually, I don't think he said Japanese. I think he said Thai. He said he got to some Thai people, and then George liked this accent because he's like, the character doesn't have a nose. So it sounds like what you would sound like if you didn't have a nose. So it wasn't anything beyond that. And so I thought that could be true. It could be totally what do they call it, revisionist, revising history the way that it actually happened. Like maybe it was just he heard the Thai accent and he giggled and he's like, that's funny, use that. Maybe that's how it went down. But that's what the story from the guy that played the character. And so if that's true, I'm like, yeah, he just did it as a sort of a connected two dots and didn't really put much else into the thought process. And so I can't call it racist. It's just a choice that he made that people didn't like. And I have seen George Lucas once back in the 90s when the special editions of the Star Wars came out, and they showed him working behind the scenes. And somebody had built like a dinosaur character, and they inserted it in the background of one of the scenes in the original, the episode 4, 5, and 6. They put it into one of those, and they said, "Hey, George, look at this dinosaur we put in the background." And he sat down, and he's like, "Oh, that's cool, man." And he's like, "What should we call this thing that I just built in the computer?" And he's like, I don't know, it kind of looks like a dinosaur. Make call it a rhino. Let's put the D at the end and call it a rhino or something like that. That's how his thought process. He's like, take the first letter off and put it at the end. And that's what we'll call. Boom. That's canon. Nerds will talk about this for the next 100 years because George Lucas went, I don't know, put the D at the end and call it a rind. Call it a rhino, whatever, however he came up with that name. So I witnessed him in real time make decisions like that are going to last forever, and people are going to pick apart because people love to pick apart every single thing about Star Wars. They love to do that. So
They love it.
it wouldn't surprise me if he put barely any thought into some of these things,
Yeah,
like Jar Jar. He's
for
like, oh,
sure.
that's cute. I like
Yeah.
it. Go with it.
I think he thought kids would love it. I don't think any of these things were intentional. So I wouldn't call it racist necessarily because I don't think there was intention, but it sounds bad. Jar Jar, I mean, Jar Jar is just terrible. Take everything else out, and he's just awful. Even the just how he interacts with the environment, and it's due to the CG at that time, is just awful. Like you could tell he looks like he's 3 feet off the ground some of the time. And I don't blame anybody for that. That was the limitations that they had in 1999. But George Lucas waited something like 15 years or 16 years after the last movie for the computers to catch up, and I think he needed to wait another 5 years. For the amount of CG.
I'm not, I don't know, man, because I watched it back then and I thought it looked great back then. I didn't have complaints. It's only because we've got another 25 years of experience that we're like, it could have looked a lot better. And so now we go back and watch the original one and we're like, it looks shitty. But at the time, I don't remember thinking it looked shitty. At the time, I remember being like, wow, it's amazing. That's way better than anything I've seen my whole life. So it's tough. And I mean, maybe his failing is that he was groundbreaking, and the stuff that he was doing in the 70s, he was inventing to make to get to do things that he wanted it to do. And everyone was blown away in the 70s. And then a little bit later, he's like, holy shit, we can do all this stuff inside of computers now. We don't need to do all this crazy stuff that I had to do back in the 70s. Like, life is so much easier now. I can do all these things. And so he loved putting those things in, and that's why inserted stuff into the special editions, and people just didn't like it. They just didn't like the changes. They were upset about it. So
I think it'll be interesting when we get to those episode 4, 5, and 6, what we think it looks like with the practical stuff versus the almost complete lack of practical effects in episodes 1, 2, and 3, and the other probably Solo and Rogue One probably don't have that many practical effects either.
Yeah, no, well, I'm a fan of the practical effects. I am a fan of the Muppets and doing stuff like that. I like that better than just, it's gotten so lazy with just doing it in a computer, because it always, you can always see when it's different. Like you're saying with Jar Jar, like you can always tell. But it's today that I can tell. I don't know if I could tell back in the 90s or if I was just as impressed back then. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably true. What about the special editions? When you saw the special editions, I think that they were before this episode 1 and 2, right?
For sure.
Did you notice that it looked like computer stuff in the special editions?
The way I watched it was I'd seen Star Wars a million times before that. And then when he released the special editions, I watched it to see what he'd done.
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool. I'm like, okay, oh, I spot something different. That scene's been changed. I like that. Mm-hmm. That scene's been changed. I like that. I didn't complain. A lot of people did. I don't know what the difference is. You?
I remembered them looking great. I haven't seen Star Wars episode, any of the Star Wars, the first three, episode 4, 5, and 6, in a long time. So I'm wondering what it will look like now, but I remember seeing the special editions in the theater and being like, wow, this is amazing.
Right.
Like they got Jabba the Hutt walking around and they upgraded a lot of like the ships and stuff, and it looked really cool. I don't remember thinking it looked any different.
I don't remember any ships being upgraded, but they had scenes that they put back into the movie that he had to cut because like you just said, Jabba. There was a scene they filmed with Harrison Ford walking, and there was just Jabba was just a fat guy. And they have them walking through the hangar and they're talking, and they cut that out of the movie altogether. And then once he had the CGI technology, they went back and they put a big giant slug there walking through there. If we watch that today, it'll look like a piece of shit. I guarantee you. But in the 90s, when we watched that, we're like, holy fuck, is that ever cool? I think that's how I was like, wow, they put back in a scene that he didn't have the technology to do in the 70s. They put it back into the movie. And they even did this silly thing where the big slug is walking. They replace the fat guy with a big slug. Harrison Ford walks behind him in one scene. Mm-hmm. And all they had to do was cut and paste Harrison Ford and move him up a few, like a foot. So it looked like he stepped on his tail. You remember this?
No, but go ahead.
He steps on his tail, and then Jabba goes, ah, you stepped on my tail. And it was just simple. Like in a computer, they just said, like, behind the slug, we just raise up Harrison Ford. So it wasn't something that they planned for, obviously, but they knew they could do it in a computer lab. Yeah. And I don't remember having hatred of those kind of things. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. They took the movie and they put some stuff into it.
Yeah, I remember thinking the same thing. I think it'll be interesting because they probably had a lot more time to do that than they would have had on Phantom Menace, right? Phantom Menace, there was a release date and everything. So I wonder if the special editions look as good or better than Phantom Menace because they have more time.
No, they'll look shitty.
All right, well when we get there, we'll see. But I do remember not having a big problem with them. And I do remember people, like, still people are, like, hoarding. And I don't think anymore, because I think they are going to bring the originals out. But they were hoarding VHS tapes.
Yeah.
Because they're the only way that you could watch the non-special editions.
Hey, everybody's got their own opinions. I don't know. Usually I'm the one complaining about stuff like this, but I don't know. I didn't have a problem with the special editions. It was just another thing out there that I could watch. It wasn't like it changed the original movies for me, but like with Donnie Darko, when you're like watch the Donnie Darko
Oh, God, yeah.
remake or whatever, I'm sitting there watching it just to see what's different. What did they add? What did they take away? And it did kind of ruin the original Donnie Darko for me a
It
little
did.
bit. So I don't know. I maybe I was just younger, and now I'm more bitter. The world has made me angrier.
Think this, well, the special editions also didn't make a change to like the whole idea of the movie. Donnie Darko, they changed the whole idea of the movie in that there's like fucking spacemen watching him or something.
I know you always, yeah, that's what you say. They're spacemen. And then I remember
That's what
watching it and being like, oh,
Richard Kelly says.
yeah, I know. He says a lot of fucking stupid things. So, but I, okay, whatever. It's, Star Wars Episode One.
Yes.
Did you find it boring?
I found it to be the first and second movies. I found
Which ones?
these two movies that we
Okay.
watched, episode one and two.
Yeah.
I found them to be movies that the first one was a guy who was rusty, who hadn't made a film in a long time, who had a lot of great ideas, but he didn't quite have his act together.
All right.
It
Did you
was
find them boring? Okay,
no,
no to the boring question.
the second one was a little bit more boring, but the first one I didn't like this time when I watched it, I didn't see it as much about the trade negotiations and stuff, like I always say, and I always make fun of it being about trade. It was more about introducing the characters, getting Qui-Gon and Anakin and everybody together. Like there were a lot of things that I could have done without, but I didn't really find it boring. I thought it was actually pretty good. Like the pod racing scene is good. The lightsaber battles are good. I don't find the kid that annoying.
I do. Hate that fucking
Really?
kid. Yeah.
What about Hayden Christensen, the second one? Do you find him annoying?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I didn't find him that. I thought he was good. Like I thought it's a hard balance to be a good guy, but show that you're increasingly trending toward not being bad, but not being able to control yourself like you're supposed to as a Jedi.
Well, we'll talk about the second one after, but the first one, the kid, again, I think George Lucas, if you're right, was saying like if we're marketing this towards 10-year-old kids, like the age of the kid in the movie, that's what kids want to see themselves as. They want to see themselves as that 10-year-old kid. But then he had to write dialogue for the 10-year-old kid. So the best he could come up with was like, well, let's go left. That's a good trick. And then the kid had to deliver those lines, and it was just all terrible. The kid is so fucking annoying. It just makes you every time he says any line, I'm like, ah, that's annoying. But it's because we're at it. Well, we're teenagers when we're watching it, but I remember being annoyed as a teenager.
I was probably more annoyed then because I blamed the kid. I don't blame the kid. He was a 10-year-old. There's not much he could do.
He could act better.
I
Yeah,
guess, but it's not like as a 10-year-old, you're either Macaulay Culkin or you're everybody else. Like there's only a handful of kids that could really act at that age.
but I'd say it was he was given bad lines and he's a bad actor. So
Yeah, the dialogue in these movies is not great, and I think that's a George Lucas thing. I think that's both rust and he needs somebody else to help him write more than whoever these other screenwriters that are credited were. They didn't help him. But honestly, I found myself liking, I thought the casting was really good. Like Ewan McGregor was perfect. Natalie Portman was good. The one thing I thought weird this time when I was watching it was Natalie Portman is not playing Queen Amidala most of the movie.
Right.
Like the Keira Knightley was playing her for so much of the movie and making so many decisions. And I was like, you didn't confer with anybody. You're like a
Yeah.
fucking handmaiden.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, we should sign over the whole galaxy to Senator Palpatine. I was like, wait a second, you didn't like Natalie Portman's out of communication. You couldn't talk to her.
Right.
She's making a lot of decisions. Like she's playing Queen Amidala for 80 to 90% of the movie.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think you should be like kind of like, well, I'll think about it and then go back and talk to the real queen.
There's one scene where she says something like, well, that could be dangerous. People might die. And she looks over at the handmaiden and then she goes, we're brave. And then she goes, okay, then we're going to do it. We're going to go forward with it. So that was the one time they tipped their cap. Is that what they say? They showed their cards.
Showed their cards, yeah.
Even that though, when she says that, I'm like, I wouldn't know how to interpret that. She goes, hey, if we go forward, like people are gonna die. And then she's like, well, we're brave. And it's like, oh, well, does that mean I should or should I? It wasn't a perfect like response
Yeah.
where it was clear she was telling the woman to say yes. It wasn't clear. I'm not doing it
Yeah.
justice. But yeah, you're right. I'm with you.
I found that to be really strange. Like it seemed like a lot of these things needed more writing. Then like George Lucas didn't figure everything out, even though he had 15 years before he started shooting this movie. But I other than the like Jar Jar and the all his buddies, it was good. I really didn't mind it this time. I think the best thing they did with Darth was Darth Maul.
Yeah.
The problem is they didn't really have a villain.
See,
Like
nobody
the
calls Darth Maul racist because he had a British accent.
He had an Australian accent.
Was it?
Everyone knows Australians also have horns.
All
So
right.
maybe it was racist. No, I like Darth Maul. I think it does suffer from not really having a villain, though. Like the Trade Federation are not good villains. Emperor Palpatine is, even though everybody knows he's the bad guy, and all he does is put on a hood and talk to people. As Darth Sidious, you're like, get a better disguise.
Yeah.
But it needed to have a better villain in the first movie. And I think the second movie also kind of suffers from that, but we'll get to that. What did you think about sort of the bad guys in this movie?
I liked him. I didn't have a problem with that. I thought Darth Maul was a cool villain. I
I love
thought.
Darth Maul, but he's more of a henchman, though. Would you say he's like the villain of the movie?
Would I say he's the villain of the movie? Yeah, I would. Because they got to fight him at the end in the climax.
Yeah, but he's not the one moving things along.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's your problem. I didn't have that problem with it.
Okay.
What do you want me to, agree with you?
No, I
So
just,
I know you didn't like the
yeah.
villains. I liked Darth Maul as a villain. I liked the one thing Steve Jones told me that the Chancellor was the Phantom Menace. The Chancellor Palpatine was the Darth Sidious. He
Yeah.
told me that like either before the movie or after watching it. So I'm like, oh, well, there's that mystery gone. I wonder if I would have known that, if I would have figured that out. That's the kind of stuff that really slips by me easily. And after watching
Really?
the first two movies, I'm like, they
Yeah.
haven't revealed it yet. They have not told you that the Chancellor Palpatine is the Emperor by the end
But
of the
aren't you
second
so?
movie.
But you're supposed to know though, because Emperor Palpatine is in episode four.
Emperor Palpatine.
They call him Emperor Palpatine in episode four.
I don't even think they mentioned the Emperor in episode four.
What?
I mean,
Or
Darth Vader is the villain in episode four.
and the Emperor.
Does the Emperor even show up? He might. He definitely might. I can't remember though. He's
I'm
not.
pretty sure he's in all of them.
He might. And you think they call him by that name, Palpatine?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, they
I'll
call him
bet you.
Palpy.
I'll bet you
Hey,
money right
Palpy.
now. If you want, if you're serious, you're not that sure of yourself, are you?
I'll bet you a small amount.
Hey, you didn't go look it up, did you?
I did look it up, yeah.
I fucking texted you. I knew you were gonna go look it up right away. Cheater. Cheater.
Well, I wouldn't have bet you.
Without knowing the answer in advance. Yeah, I'll go ahead and complete your thought.
I wouldn't have bet you if I was right, but I was wrong. I actually don't know. So, okay, so in episode 4, he's not in it.
Okay. I was thinking that during our break there, I was thinking, I don't even think he appears. I bet you, I don't know if they mention him, but I
Yeah.
don't. There's the scene where he sits down at some sort of a terminal and he's talking to a floating head or something. And I'm like, I bet you that's in the second one. And it's just evidence of George Lucas was making this shit up as he went. And people
Yeah.
have just written it down and been like, oh, don't you remember the specific thing happened at this specific? And it's like, yeah, it was all coming out of his brain whenever he felt like it.
Yeah.
What were you going to
Man.
say?
No, I don't know. I didn't get confirmation on whether or not they call him Emperor Palpatine or not.
They don't. Do you still want to bet on that? We can bet on it.
If they in any of 4, 5, and 6, if
Right.
they call him Emperor Palpatine,
Yeah. You're still
yeah,
willing to make that bet?
I'll bet you $10.
I want to get paid this time. Okay.
This is a pretty easy bet to if some okay, I'll make you this bet. If someone on screen
Yeah.
calls him Emperor Palpatine,
Yeah.
that's the bet.
That's definitely, I bet you they do not.
Okay. In
Oh.
4, 5, or 6.
In 4, 5, or 6. Correct.
Okay. 10
Yeah.
bucks.
Huh. He's making this shit up as he went. He's like, I don't know, maybe the Emperor's his brother. Who cares?
But okay, but they did get the same actor to play him. They show him in the same way in episode 1 as a cloaked figure.
Yeah.
And he looks the same as he does in episode 6. He looks old. That's the only thing he did. I think he kind of made himself look old with the Force, maybe.
Wait, are you saying they got the guy from the 70s to play him in the 90s? No, that's not what you're saying.
Yeah.
The guy it from, let's say, episode 6, the Emperor from
Yes.
episode 6, that's the same actor that plays him in the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. That's great. I had
Yeah, it's
no
the same
idea.
guy. Yeah. But the genius thing was, and obviously this wasn't foresight, the genius thing was they made him look really old in episode 6.
They got lucky.
They got lucky
Yeah.
because he wasn't that old, but they put makeup on him to make him look really old, and then he still wasn't that old by the time they made episode 1.
I hear you. That's great. I did not know that. Now, so let's go back to what sparked this conversation was that
Right.
it's a mystery. It's called the Phantom Menace. It's a mystery in the episode number one,
Yep.
who the evil Darth Sidious is. It's a mystery. They do not reveal it. Now you said, well,
Yes.
aren't you supposed to know that? Now you're just looking at it from hindsight. Like, well, we knew that the whole way along. There's no mystery there, but there's definitely a mystery there. If you're watching this for the first time, they don't tell you who it is.
They don't tell you who it is, but you know it's I guess I can't. Yeah, it's I was not well because I knew at the time that it was the same guy
Yeah.
playing Senator Palpatine. You mean you don't know, like, if you're a kid and you watch the episode 1 first, you don't know? Or
Even
do
if
you
you've
mean
watched 4, 5, and 6, you still don't know.
how's that?
Because not everybody goes out and knows the characters' names that are playing everybody. Nobody does that. That's only you and a lot of other people. But most people don't.
Yeah, I mean that's
I'm telling you,
it's possible.
I'm now cementing my position.
Okay.
They don't reveal it who Darth Sidious is until episode 3. Even in the second one, they don't tell you who Darth Sidious is.
No.
By the end of that movie.
They don't.
And I'm like, I knew this so early because Steve Jones told me.
Okay.
But I try to think back, would I have figured that out? Like, it's so fucking obvious. There's one scene at the end of the first episode where they go, well, we still got to figure out who this Phantom Menace guy is. And then the camera stops on Chancellor Palpatine and freezes for a second. And it's like, wow, it's, I can't imagine not figuring that out.
Yeah.
But the only misdirect is that Terrence Stamp. Isn't that the guy who plays the original?
Yeah, the original Chancellor, yeah.
The Chancellor who's in charge of everything? He looks like he could be an old evil villain guy. And they play him a little bit old and evil. And even they're even saying stuff like, it's all full of corruption.
Yeah.
But then I watched it and I'm like, no, they don't tell you who that guy actually is. And this is why I like both movies. So if we're going to talk why I like them both.
Let's go.
I like that there's a bit of a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a hard plot to figure out. And the complaints that people have given, like, taxation of trade routes? Like, who cares about this shit? We want to see fucking lightsabers hitting each other.
Yeah.
But I went back and watched it because I was like, I was still confused about what the plot was. Like, there's some country is invading a planet. Some trade federation is invading some planet. But why are they doing that? And they're being directed by some guy who's trying to do something more Sidious. And I'm like, what is the goal here? Who's doing this? And then Count Dooku in the second one makes it even better because he comes to, I can't remember all the names.
Yeah,
you know,
planet.
No, the guy who's he's got held. Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's got Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he starts talking to him, and he's like, look, I'm not the bad guy here, Obi-Wan. There's a evil fucking villain who's in control of the Senate.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah.
But then Obi-Wan Kenobi says, you're a liar. And he's like, and then you're supposed to go with Obi-Wan Kenobi as the guy who's like, no, he can spot a liar, but he's spotting him telling the truth. But then you're like, why is he telling him the truth? What's to be gained by telling him the truth? I like that it's kind of confusing and complicated.
Yeah, I don't know if I liked it because it was complicated. I like it because they're obviously setting up the final confrontation between good and evil through the first two parts. There's a lot of the bad guys are rising and the good guys are sort of, I really like that the Jedi has been this thing that's kept everything together and they've had a good run. And now they're like, we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Like they keep getting fooled by everything and they don't know they have a clone army.
Right. Even that I like. I like that.
Yeah.
They go to Obi-Wan has to go to this planet. He's confused about the planet. He gets there. They're like, we built you this army that you wanted. And even I wrote the name down. He references somebody named Jedi Sifo Pius or Deus. Sifo Deus.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that guy died like 10 years ago. So even then I was like, who is this guy? Have they told you who this guy is? And I don't think they ever do. I don't think they ever. There's probably been some stuff that's been put into canon since then about that guy. I don't know.
They probably made a movie about him.
Probably did, like, because they always. But I like that kind. That's the kind of shit of why I liked Star Wars altogether, is because they mention stuff that it just gives. It's world building, right? It's just building on, like, okay, you're in this futuristic place, but technology, sometimes it's old technology, sometimes it's new. But then they also talk about ancient religions. that allow you to control things, and these good guys that have laser blasters also fight with swords. Like, it's so fucking cool. They built this, George Lucas built this world, and he throws in enough little tiny tidbits. He doesn't have to explain them because it's just coming out of his brain. He's just sitting there and he's like, oh, let's mention a clone war. In episode four, he mentions a clone war. And then 25 years later, they're like, let's pay that off. Let's actually do that. Yeah. But he didn't know what that fucking clone war was when he threw that into the script. He just threw in something to give the world to build the, like, to give the world some history.
Can I ask a question about the clones?
Yes.
Who was in charge of the clones? Like, was Count Dooku ever in charge of the clones?
I don't think so.
So the clones were just, like I said, they were just an army they didn't know they had?
I think that Jedi Sifo-Dyas was instructed to go and buy this army by the Emperor. That was a long con by the Emperor.
Okay, but then they actually take it over and they're good? Like, are the clones on the good side?
Of course.
Okay. I couldn't tell if, like, the clones were supposed to be bad or they were supposed to be. I know Yoda's in charge of them.
They're just
at some
clones.
point.
They just take orders. It's just an army that was built. But in the second one, the Jedis are like, oh, well, we have this army. Let's bring them in to fight Count Dooku. And his evil flying reptile monsters and robots. And so this is why I like it, because it's so complicated.
Yeah.
But that's why people don't like it. It surprises me, because I enjoy going back trying to figure all this shit out. And you're like, yeah, I like that. I think George Lucas put a bit of time into thinking it through. I do think that he did. Like, first of all, you got to believe the Emperor is behind all these evil things all the time. So he's Count Dooku's master.
Yeah.
Right? And Count Dooku's then trying to convert Obi-Wan Kenobi onto his side. And you're like, but if he joins his side, which side is good? Which side is evil? It's so confusing. It's great. Yeah. And the only thing that makes you go, oh, it's okay that it's this complicated, is because Yoda at the very end says, lies, deception, deceit, mistrust. These are all the tools of the dark side. So as confused as you are, this is how they operate. They get you mistrusting the wrong people. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
And when they're in charge, they're not the bad guys anymore.
When they're in, who are we talking about?
Like when Darth Vader takes over, he's not the bad guy anymore. Now, Luke Skywalker's the bad guy.
Right.
Because he's like the government now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
And that's another thing that I loved in the first. I don't think they ever talked about in the first three why Darth Vader's wearing like a crazy suit. They're just like, this guy's awesome. He's got this awesome suit. And then you find out in the third one, episode three, why he's got a crazy suit.
Oh, episode three, The Revenge of the Sith. You find that out. And you know, in reality, that George Lucas just looked at some character drawings and went, let's go with that one. That guy looks fucking evil.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, should we put some buttons and dials on the front of his thing? He's like, yeah, do it, man. That'll look great. He didn't have a plan. He didn't have a fucking... He claims that he's like, I've heard him speak once. I remember him saying, like, I always saw this as nine movies or something like that. And it's like, no, you didn't, buddy. You, come on. No one... I mean, a lot of people do believe him, but I'm like, no, you didn't.
I don't believe it.
When we get to episode five and they mention another and stuff, we'll have to talk more about it. Well, let's stay focused on the first two.
Right. Let's stay focused on those. But I was impressed this time much more than I was when I've seen it before. And maybe that's because I now have more patience for the movies. I'm not seeing them for the first and second time and just being like, ah, this looks stupid and that looks stupid. I think now that I have a lot more patience for them, I think it really pays off. It's a little bit weird that Queen Amidala is in love with a kid she met when she was 10 years old.
Yeah.
That I found a little bit weird. Like they couldn't do anything about that, but it's okay.
Well, they could have easily done something, not have him as a 10-year-old kid in episode one.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Like she didn't need to be older than him. And I don't think she's even that much older than him, really, but when she's I think she was probably, let's say, 16 or 17 in the first movie, and he's 9. That's a big age difference when you're that young. But then when he's 20, it's not that bad.
Yeah, okay, let me ask, what do you think would have happened? You're not going to answer me the way that I want you to, so I'm just going to tell you. This
Okay.
is why I have the question. If the world had have fallen in love with the 9-year-old kid
Yeah.
and they had have said he's the best character in episode one, we want to see more from that kid. Do you think in episode two, forget about what you think, but here's what I wonder if would have happened or not. I wonder if they
Okay.
would have kept that same kid for episode two.
I'm gonna say no.
I'm gonna say I don't know what they would have done, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit if George Lucas had said, okay, well, we'll make the movie about more of him from with at 10 years old.
Or maybe half and half, like there's a time jump in the middle of the second movie, maybe.
Maybe.
Because at some point he's got to be an adult,
He's got
right?
to be an
Like,
adult. You're right. But I just think that so much is a reaction to how people enjoyed the movie that
Yeah.
it'd be tough to take away people's favorite character. If the world had have loved that guy, whatever his name is, Jake something, I
Jake
think.
Lloyd, I think, yeah.
If the world had loved him, I wonder if they would have been very tempted to keep him in the second movie and have more of his story. But it was easy to drop him because everyone hated him.
Yeah. And the reason, but everyone hated Hayden Christensen in the
Yeah, but
second movie.
they didn't know that until after the movie was done and out.
But here's what I'm saying, though. Everyone hated Hayden Christensen in the second movie, and they still kept him for the third.
Right, because at that point, yeah.
You kind of have to, but still, they could have done like a Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and just been like, "That's the same guy, same guy."
I guess they could have, but yeah, I don't know. But I'm
Like
saying
they
at the.
had Joel Edgerton in the movie. They could have just made Joel Edgerton. They could have been like, "You suck. We're gonna take this guy who's playing your stepfather, whatever the fuck, your Luke's grandfather, or was that Luke's uncle?"
I don't know who you're talking about.
Joel Edgerton was in the second one. He plays like he's like the I think he's Luke's uncle.
Okay.
Because he's with when they go and he goes to rescue his mom, there's the two young people and there's the old guy who's like his stepdad, right? And one of the young people was Joel Edgerton.
Okay.
And
So
they could
what?
have been like, we can just cast this guy instead of Hayden Christensen. Because
For the
Hayden
third
Christensen,
movie?
the second. Yeah, for the third. Not for the third movie because they already had him. But they could have just replaced him and been like, we like this guy better.
Okay, I think
Anyway,
you're
whatever.
trying to say they could have replaced the guy. I maybe they could have. Maybe they could have. Who knows who made the decision? I don't know.
But that's why I think that there was never a plan to keep the kid in the second movie. There was always a plan to jump 10 years ahead.
You could be right.
Because George Lucas, I don't think, other than the Jar Jar thing, I don't think he was listening to people as much as we would think he would.
Yeah, you could be right. I don't know.
I don't know either. Nobody knows. But yeah, it's all leading toward the third movie, and I think it's all doing a good job of leading toward that third movie.
Yeah.
Even with the mistakes that they make along the way, it's not bad. I like that Yoda had a fight. You never saw that coming.
I thought you didn't like that.
I do like it this time. Maybe I didn't like it before. I like that he had a fight.
Yeah, I thought that was great in the second one. Yeah, I loved it. I've been waiting 20 years to watch Yoda fight. It was great.
Yeah. And they don't give it away like you think, like, oh, he's just an old guy. Like, there's no way he could fight anymore, but then he fights.
He does. I remember you saying, so he's just a faker? That was your one response.
And I think that I stand by it. I think he is a faker.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I loved it. Did you remember how they tried to sell the second movie with digital Yoda? Like that was a selling point for them when the second movie was being marketed.
I don't recall that.
I remember that being a marketing point, like digital Yoda, CGI Yoda in action. And they showed him in the trailers and commercials and they had him pulling out his lightsaber and like you get to see him fight. Like and now I'm like, digital Yoda sucks. Like, I wish they didn't do digital CGI Yoda, but back then it was like CGI Yoda. He's not just a puppet anymore with a cane. He's gonna fucking jump around and lightsaber fight with people. It's gonna be awesome. I'm surprised.
How much better would it have been if it was practical and they had to work around all that? That would have been incredible,
They
trying to
should
work
have.
around all this crazy puppet shit.
I know, man. That would have been awesome. Just hire a really small person to fit in the costume, build him a Teenage Mutant Ninja Styles costume, and have him doing some ninja shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, dude, force perspective and all that. I was actually watching another puppet movie. What was it called? Happy Time Murders the other day. And they have puppets in it that will be like Yoda, like walking down the street, right? And there isn't anywhere for them to hide under things or around. And they did it with people in like green suits, like walking beside the puppet, like with the puppet puppeting him, which they could have done with Yoda.
Oh yeah.
With his lightsaber.
I'll just
It
take
was
them out.
like that movie's kind of
Yeah,
crazy how much time and energy and technology they put into Happy Time Murders, and it fucking sucks. They must have been like, oh no, we put so much into this.
I saw it. I remember going like, when is it gonna be funny? And it never did.
No, and it was like all like CG replacement for like all the sets, and there's like they had to build up everything, and they had to green like do all these green screen things and these suits, and I was like, holy shit, this is like a lot of work they put in it. And it's kind of cool what you would see if they had made a good movie, all this stuff that they did, but they made a shit movie.
So, worst thing in the second movie that anyone could possibly do, like, okay, the Queen Amidala is supposed to be smart, I think, and yet she says, like, Jar Jar, stay here as my representative. Look after the galaxy for me while I'm fucking God. Who puts Jar Jar in charge of anything? And of course, he does exactly what the easiest person ever to manipulate. The Emperor's like, I don't even have to come up with a like a long con for this. I don't even have to come up with a like a 5 minute con. I just gotta use a little reverse psychology while I'm in the room with him and go, geez, I wish somebody had the courage to elect me the fucking head of the universe. And then Jar
Yes,
Jar's
I have
like.
lots of courage.
But having said that, I think she gets fooled in the first one. I think he cons her pretty easily too in the first one, or maybe he's conning Keira Knightley or whatever. But he cons
He's
one of them,
probably, yeah.
and he says, "I got somebody's got a vote for no confidence." Does Terrence Stamp come back at all?
I don't know.
I mean, does he even have any fucking lines?
Yeah, that'd be a waste if he didn't have any lines.
I'm not sure that he comes back. I think he's in the first one. He's like, I'm in charge of everything. And then she's immediately is like, I if you're not gonna do anything about this, I vote for no confidence. And they get him out of there and he's gone. He's done. And then I don't think they ever talk about him again.
I wonder if there's a lot of stuff that was cut of Terrence Stamp.
Maybe, because he was a big star, right?
I wouldn't say he was a big star, but he was a star. Like, he was a guy people knew.
Anyways, I got rid of him.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I was saying, she gets fooled. She I mean, it's a great I go back to how much I like how complicated the plot is. And it's surprising that you don't like that part of it. Like you ask me kind of, are the clones good or bad? Like that's kind of funny.
Well, it's overly complicated for, like, I think the thing is, like,
Not overly complicated.
no,
Complicated
but
enough
right.
that I want to watch it again and figure it out.
Right. Well, if I finished my sentence, I would have said
Sorry.
it's overly complicated for the audience that George Lucas thinks wants to see this movie.
That's true. You got two things going on. He's saying I'm gonna put characters in there for 10-year-olds, but then I'm also
Yeah.
gonna make it complicated enough that even Jesse at 45 years old is like, who's good? Who's
We're
bad?
gonna talk about tariffs. We're gonna talk about interdimensional, not dimensional, intergalactic trade and there's a lot of politics and stuff. And as a kid, you must be like, Daddy, what's politics? Daddy, what's a chancellor? What's a vote? And then you get to the lightsabers and you're like, yay, lightsabers.
See, as a kid, I think you would just ignore the shit that's too complicated. You just wouldn't care.
But the problem is when kids are ignoring those things, they're in the movie theater telling their parents, when's it over? When does Luke Skywalker come in? When is there lightsabers? What's going on? Why doesn't he do something? Well, that's the problem. It isn't that kids are bored. It's that kids, when they get bored, they'll just tune out and you might not get them back.
I thought there was enough action in the first one
Yeah.
to carry the movie the whole way through. 11 minutes in, I wrote down they've already had the Jedis. They've already had the Jedis go to some place, get trapped in a room, get gassed, use their lightsabers, get out, kill a bunch of droids, fight off some other droids. Escape on a ship to a planet. Now they're being chased by dinosaurs. That's in the first 11 minutes of the
Yeah.
movie. And I'm like, this is awesome. How can anybody say this is boring? That's why my first question to you was, do you find it boring? Because I'm like, there's so much action. They did stop for about 30 seconds while the Trade Federation guys were going like, okay, well, what are we going to do here? We're going to invade this planet. And then they go right back into the action.
Yeah.
The second one, I was a bit bored. When they're on the planet together, and
Yeah.
I did get a bit, I'm like, this is going on for too long. But then it turns around pretty fast. They go to the planet and they.
Yeah, they try to save Obi-Wan and all that. Yeah, like there's things that,
Obi-Wan fighting Boba Fett, that was
yeah,
great. And a
that was
lot of this
awesome.
stuff is like paying off shit that you were like, I wonder what Bubba, or not paying off necessarily, but like, I'd like to see more from Bubba Fett. And they're like, okay,
Yeah.
turns out he was the guy they cloned the whole army off of. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like those
Well,
things.
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good things. I think there's a lot of things that could have been altered and shortened and stuff, but ultimately I was surprised at how much I liked these two movies this time when I watched them.
Well, that's good. I mean, if you had to come in and said, I'm still mad about everything, then it would have gone a different way. But if you truly don't like them, like if you truly are like, I watch them and I'm like mad that I'm watching them, I'd sooner be turning it off.
Yeah.
Then that is what it is. That's what it is. But I just feel like people, they're not really, they don't even know if they enjoy them or not. They're so mad about these little things.
Yeah, that's
Like
true.
they're mad about what do people complain about in the second one? What do people complain about? What's the general complaints?
The love story, I remember being a complaint.
Okay, all right. I thought it was more stuff that they were like,
Anakin being a whiner was
okay.
a complaint. I think everybody was kind of mad that they killed off Qui-Gon because he was cool.
Really? I never heard anybody say that.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that. They were like, Liam Neeson's awesome. You should keep him.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that kind of thing.
Okay, I thought it was more stuff they didn't like. Oh, midi-chlorians. The first one has
Yeah.
midi-chlorians, and I remember people being so mad about that. And I'm like, that didn't even faze me for a second. They said there's midi-chlorians. That's how we
Yeah.
tell if you're a Jedi, you got more of them in you. And I'm like,
Yeah,
okay.
if you don't obsess on it, I think it's because they never talked about it in episode 4, 5, and 6. They would just talk about the Force.
Yeah.
But then they put the midi-chlorians in, and everybody was like, wait a second, was I supposed to know about this the whole time? Why didn't they tell me about midi-chlorians?
Is that what it is? Is that why people don't like things like that? Because they're like, I didn't already have this answer, so.
I think it's basically, is why is he adding more stuff? Why can't the Force just be the Force?
But it still is the Force. That's why I
No,
get
I know,
confused.
but they're saying like the Force, before the Force was something that was mysterious and you didn't know what it was. You just knew it was in
Okay.
you and there's more of it in some people and less of it. And then they're like, oh, it's a science thing. You know, you get the midichlorians and you got like 15 midichlorians and some people got like 34 midichlorians and then
Yeah.
this guy's got 20,000. I
So
think
it's the
that's what they were
numbers.
mad at.
People don't
I
like
think
numbers.
they were mad at it that it went from being
Mysterious to
yeah,
factual.
philosophical or yeah, like spiritual to scientific, I
That
think. That's
didn't
what they were mad about. I
bother
didn't
me at
care.
all.
Yeah. You got to measure it somehow.
Yeah, I just didn't care. I didn't say it was a good decision or a bad decision. I just didn't care. It was like they said midichlorians, and but I remember people really being mad about that. What's this midichlorian bullshit? And I'm like, why is that upset you so much? It was George Lucas decided to put it in. Who cares? Like,
They were also mad at the virgin birth
yeah,
type thing.
and that could be. Although I remember they said that, and then I remember Steve Jones telling me, he has a father. It's from the comic books. He does have a father or something. And then I'm like, I listen to it, the way she phrases it. He
Yeah.
goes, who was his dad? And she goes, I can't really explain it. I carried the child. There was no father. You're just like, oh, was she just saying like the father was a bad guy? And
Yeah, that's
he
what I thought. Was he had just abandoned her
you that's
or
what you
something?
act that's what you thought? What do you
Yeah,
mean
that's
that's what
what
you thought? From day
I.
one, that's what you thought?
Yeah, because it the virgin birth thing was, I don't know, it didn't make sense to me.
I thought he was going for it's a virgin birth. Like that's what I thought 100% they were going for in the movie. I didn't the only reason I questioned it was because Steve told me, no, he has a dad. And then I'm like, are they kind of leaving it open? I didn't think so. It sounds like she's saying it was an immaculate conception. And
It could be.
I think Qui-Gon even says the midichlorians made him.
Oh, does he?
I think
Okay, well, if
so.
he says that, okay.
But the way that she phrased it, and because Steve said it's in the comics, he's got a father. I'm like, oh, maybe they were maybe they'll retcon that at some point and be like, ah, oh, we were lying to you. She just didn't want to
Yeah.
admit it. Okay.
I don't know. It's a small thing. I didn't mind it either. I had no problem with that either. If we're done with these, I got a couple things we need to talk about. I watched If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Conan is definitely at all times trying not to be funny, and it shows on his face. He's bursting with trying to be funny, and he's just saying his lines before he makes a joke, and they cut right after, and then he makes
Probably.
a joke. And the whole movie I found to be just annoying.
Yeah.
I get that Rose Byrne did a really good job, but it was like, okay, we get it. Life is hard, but you didn't have to do all this.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go crazy.
Okay.
There could have been a scene without Rose Byrne going crazy.
There could have been. I just listened to the Empire podcast on Friday, and they again said they talked about this movie again, and they talked about Conan, and then again, at least one of them said, "Oh, he gives a fantastic performance in this movie." Again, they said it, and the one guy made a point of being like, "We're not going to talk about Conan. Let's talk about the movie." He's like, he goes, it's the movie starring Conan O'Brien. And the guy's like, well, Conan was in there. He did an amazing job. And the guy's like, no, I was just making a joke. I'm just kidding. Let's move past Conan. Let's talk about the movie. So I think one guy gets it. He's like, it's not Conan. He's there.
Yeah.
But you can't say it's a great performance. You can't.
No, I would say it's more him trying not to do something than him trying to do something.
I agree. So to give him any credit on that is like, well, you've lost all your credibility with me. Anybody that says he gave an amazing performance, I'm like, all right, I'll never listen to you again.
Yeah. I'm with you. When I saw it, I was like, yeah, you're 100% right.
Just smirks.
I watched a movie that you might like. I don't know if you'll like it. It's called Frontier Crucible.
Okay.
It's a Western.
No, I've never heard of it.
It's, I don't know. I'm not even sure if I like it. But I saw it, and it has I think he's your favorite actor and role model who's in it.
All right. Some child molester. Yeah.
Armie Hammer is not a child molester.
All right. I know whenever you tell me it's my favorite actor, it's going to be somebody
Kevin
horrible.
Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but it's, I don't know. You got to tell me, because I watched it and I was like, I think I like this movie. Maybe I don't. Maybe I like the main character. Maybe I don't. Like, I really couldn't tell.
Sometimes I finish movies like that and I'm like, I don't even know what to say about it. It's like, do you recommend it? I'm like, even that's tough to say if I recommend it or not. Like, and then I eventually go, yeah, it's worth watching.
Yeah. There's one thing I really hated about it, and I want to see if you pick up on it.
All right. Enough said. I will watch it. Frontier Crucible.
And I watched this show that's the most fucking confusing thing ever. It's called Discontinued.
Okay.
So it has Bruce Campbell. It's like a news magazine documentary show. So it's got Bruce Campbell pretending to be in the year 2037 in a bunker talking about gadgets that were discontinued before now, but the people that are doing the segments are in the present. He has to like say these lines like, I'm in 2037 and then happened in 1999 and now we're going back to the present to talk to Jim. And it's like, what the fuck?
And this is a new show or an old show?
It's a new show.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Disney Plus or something like that, but it's like one of those shows like, hey, remember Furbies?
Yeah.
But it's got the most fucking complicated way of doing it, and it doesn't make any sense. And Bruce Campbell has to say all these fucking crazy things just to talk about the fact that he's in the future. These things were discontinued in the past, but the people who are talking about them are in the present.
Oh, sounds interesting.
No, like the things that they talk about are interesting. Like they talk about they actually talk about the Star Wars hotel and how it was this colossal failure. And they talk about Furbies and they talk about the Talk Boy or whatever these little gadgets are. And it's interesting kind of, but they made this thing so fucking overly complicated for no reason. That I thought it was hilarious. And I don't know, maybe watch like, even if you watch a minute of it, you'll be like, yeah, okay, I understand what he's talking about.
Well, I might. I definitely might.
Yeah, it's not a bad show either, but they just make it so overly complicated and weird.
So, are we done or are we coming back?
I think we're done. We'll save episode 3 and Han Solo or the Solo movie till next week.
No, it's episode 3 and then 4. No?
No,
3 and then
we're
this.
doing it. We're doing it
Well,
chronologically in
quick.
order of when they take place. Episode 3 and Solo.
Solo the okay. Oh, that's a shame. Okay.
But this is when they take place.
That's fine. I'm